Okay, so today is July 6, 2010, as we're rapidly approaching the magic 2012, end of one cycle of the Mayan calendar, beginning of the planet was 16.4 billion years ago, and we're now at a pivotal point, which the Mayans call the galactic underworld. As a brief review, which is from 1999 to 2011. So, according to the Mayan calendar, which is what we've been using as a reference point on these phone calls, there's 9 worlds, or they call them underworlds, as like Earth, Heaven, so we're on Earth, called an underworld, of evolution in the universe over this 16.4 billion year period. So what we're exploring, how we can move into the next level of evolution for the remainder of this cycle of the Mayan calendar and move from the Piscean to the Aquarian Age. And we are noticing a few challenges coming up having to do with the critical survival of our species. And according to what we've been working with on these calls, survival comes from moving into these higher frequencies, these ascension frequencies, as we call them. So if we think about our lower or upper chakras, we can think about how we're energizing all of our chakras so that everything's vibrating at a higher frequency and we're not held down and controlled just by 3D. We have consciousness. So that's the overview since we haven't talked for a while. According to the Mayans, we had a cataclysm on planet Earth 11,500 years ago, a great catastrophe. And this period of time caused a lot of environmental stress and a lot of stress about the species barely surviving, all the different species barely surviving on planet Earth. And the cycle that we're going through now as we move into the end of the Mayan calendar, this one cycle of the Mayan calendar, correlates to that time. So we have to look at what's going to help us move from where we are now with our consciousness, with the ascension frequencies, so that we can survive, and what's causing us, what's the downfall. So we're at a critical juncture for human survival. What happened 11,005 years ago was the Earth axis tilted, and it caused seasons, which hadn't happened before. So these seasons caused human beings to move into an agricultural way of life rather than a hunter-gatherer culture. And the hunter-gatherer cultures created harmony with nature. So as just like when we were in Hawaii, we would have papayas for breakfast or bananas. And you can just go outside and see the papaya trees and the banana trees, and I can imagine back when Earth was more like Eden, everywhere on Earth, the climate was mild and there was food growing all over the whole planet. So people could just basically walk around and pick fruit off the trees or gather nuts. There wasn't so much stress about surviving or food. It was a more mild climate. So this catastrophe caused a whole change in the way people lived, which caused people to move away from being connected to Gaia, other cycles of nature. So what the point we're at right now with the environmental problems that we're having and the oil spill, how that's showing up, is people have to learn how to live back in harmony with nature and move away from the forces that want to dominate nature, whether we want to call it patriarchal forces or capitalism or just forces that want to dominate the planet and want to dominate nature and control it and learn to live back in harmony with nature. And of course, we're working with that, with saying that we want to vibrate with these higher frequencies where we're feeling Gaia, where we're talking to Gaia, where the feminine is able to have the consciousness to really permeate the whole planet, and the feminine is able to lead the way, so to speak, feminine meaning consciousness and connection with nature. So we're moving back into how we can balance our consciousness and how we can live to this vibration, to this higher frequency, so that humankind can survive and the planet can survive. So we're obviously in a critical period in as we move into the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is sudden changes, so the oil spill happens suddenly. So just as suddenly, we need to hold that the oil spill can be cleaned up. The oil spill can be stopped. So we've got that Aquarian energy where we're surprised. So we need to move into being able to do things quickly. So that's one example. So as we move into these different seasons, we can understand how to work with consciousness. We talked about when we were on the phone, we had the spring equinox, and that had to do with setting intentions. And the summer solstice has to do with birthing ideas into recognizable form. And that's what we did at the teacher training, where we worked with developing everybody's mastery, everybody's awareness, everybody's unity, everybody releasing their imprints that were holding them back. So people got really in touch with who they were, so they could bring into form when they went back to wherever they lived. They could teach their yoga and become spiritual counselors. We had one section on numerology where people could see their spiritual path, and everybody drew them out just like an astrological chart, and they really understood, okay, this is what my spiritual path is. So that's an example of summer solstice, bringing consciousness into a recognizable form. And then, of course, as we move into the fall equinox, then that's a time when we can see what's in balance, what's out of balance, and we can assess what's been created. So right now, we're needing, during this period of the summer until we move into the fall equinox, the period is the time of what form do we need to bring into being. And what we need to bring into being, the form we need to bring into being, is getting rebalanced with Gaia, with Mother Nature, and letting go of the forms that don't work, such as exploitation of Gaia, or just using the earth for money, not being aware of what's going to bring balance and what's going to sustain life. So that's the overall view of what we're working with right now. So here we are looking at how can we move from, at this point with this environmental disaster, everybody knows that drilling in the ocean doesn't work. So people can't hide behind saying that, quote-unquote, using the planet for exploitation or money is something that works. So it's all out in the open. Everybody knows that. Nobody can hide from it. Everybody's impacted by what's happening with the environment. So there's no hiding anymore. So the full moon of the summer, of the summer solstice, has brought that consciousness into being. So everybody knows that how we work with Gaia, with the planet, has to change. And what we've been doing, what's been happening astrologically, is what's called grand squares. We're about to come up to the third and last eclipse for this grand square period of time, which is the 11th of July. But these grand squares, or T-squares of the planet, force change. They're very confrontational. They're going to force changes. So something has to change or else. And that's what we're seeing with what's happening and what's happening with the environment. People realize that we have to change. And the matrix, the reality matrix that we've been in, needs to give way for a new reality matrix that can hold the evolutionary potential of the consciousness so everybody can move forward on a planet that sustains life, and we're going to also say sustains the consciousness in the higher frequencies. That's what we're looking at right now. So what we're doing right now, we're in the second to the last. I talked about the 1999-2011. According to the Mayan calendar, the second to the last 260-day round before the end of the calendar. So this final round, that we'll move into actually opens March 22nd, 2011. So between now and then, we're working with the final rounds. And so once we do that, we're going to move into what we call, the final round is called the enlightenment cycle. So we're just moving into what do we need to do to live consciously. So then March 22nd, 2011, we can be living, we can all be living on a planet where there's enlightenment or consciousness, there's, so that we can live in harmony with Gaia. And that's what we're looking at right now. So the old forms have to go as the light of the summer sun increases, and that's what peaked out at solstice, but we're still in the light of the summer sun. And I could specifically say that we're feeling the heat, right? The heat waves we just talked about a minute ago, I could definitely say we're feeling the heat of the summer sun, so that we can move past this and get ready for the enlightenment cycle, the final cycle of the Mayan calendar. Again, these cycles correlate to cycles we've been through before. The cycle we're in now correlates to the Renaissance, which was in the about 1450 in Europe, where the Medici family was working with a very dark medieval period of time, and they were trying to bring the arts and some consciousness to the period. So we're resonating with that period where there's all this darkness, and we on this call and others are trying to bring light to where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Where's the light that's going to make things better? So you know, as the planet's spewing out this oil, we're seeing the truth that patriarchal corporate irresponsibility is no longer going to be permitted. So what's going to happen? How are we going to move into actually co-creating with Gaia so that we can all survive and thrive? And how can we create a better future where we can live in balance and harmony? July 17th, according to the Mayan calendar, is called the Conscience Convergence. And you may have remembered the Harmonic Convergence from, I think it was 85, is that what it was? Where there was this whole awakening of consciousness. Well, July 17th, which is coming right up, it's a Saturday, so today's the 6th, that's a day of conscious convergence. So that'll be a day of really holding and stabilizing the new consciousness of living in balance, living in harmony with Gaia. So you can meditate yourself or get together with a group of friends and do our Ramadasa that we do for the planet and hold this new consciousness. And that's what we're going into. So that's what we're working on grounding in today, this frequency for this conscience convergence on July 17th. And in this frequency field of the grand square, that's what we're talking about. It's the summer. In the summer, the intensity is building up. So that's going to come to a peak on July 17th. So just be aware of that. And that's a great day to, as I said, get together with friends and do our Ramadasa and meditate on Gaia on Earth coming back into balance and people being aware of how that can happen and have it be a planetary energy. So here we are. How can we create a new set of collective beliefs so that we can move into the enlightenment consciousness? Because all the unconscious beliefs, this Pluto aspects, are coming, literally coming to the surface with the oil spill. It's the unconsciousness, which represents the set of unconscious collective beliefs. So collectively, we need to have a new set of belief systems for living on the planet. And the old beliefs are collapsing. So how can we become aware of Gaia's spirituality, Earth's spirituality, and have that connected in a planetary way? So this is the energetic field of the whole summer. It's called the Solstice Grand Square, moving into a higher architectural design, a higher field of consciousness. This is the intention of the whole intentionality, the whole energy of the summer, where we're moving into awakening the desire to nurture the earth and be nurtured as we awaken the goddess energy in ourselves and with Gaia and with planet Earth. And so this whole sadness about what's happening with the oil spill is really we intend and hope awakening people to realize that they want to nurture the earth. And I'm sure you've seen everywhere and on the news, people are going, just volunteering, going to the beaches and picking up the oil tar balls. And there's a lot of consciousness that people are working to help Gaia, to help the earth. And it's sad that this is how it happened, but we're just looking at what's going on. We're not judging it. We're saying, we're noticing that people realize they need to participate in taking care of the earth. And this is what we actually see happening, that people are being awakened, rather rudely, realizing that they have to take care of the earth. So we have our own cosmic drama going on. We've got a Chiron-Neptune conjunction. And again, this has to do with Chiron's the wounded healer, and Neptune also has to do with the water, but it's dreams, what you're going to become. So they're still traveling together, so the wounding and the unconscious, the water being the unconscious, coming up. And what can bring the healing? What can bring the healing from the unconscious? So these trines are really pushing things to the surface for us. It's also a time with this Chiron-Neptune, it's a time to call on the guides and really feel these higher frequencies coming through and guiding and directing us. Some people are saying that this is a time of re-entry of the Earth into the universe society, that we've been cloistered, Earth has been in the corner of the galaxy, we haven't been part of the galactic, the universal world. That this time is a time when we're going to have ET contact. So we'll see, but it's a time when to really get in touch with those higher frequencies and with the guides, with Yogi Bhajan, with Baba Sri Chand, with many guides. I'm sure that many of you have experienced different energies coming through. And I kind of had an interesting experience myself where I had a client for a number of years who I just found out day before yesterday she passed away. And it's kind of interesting because I've been feeling her around me, and I was kind of releasing some sort of stuck energies yesterday in my own meditation, my own process. And I really felt her with me, and I felt her saying, "You helped me so many times on our counseling calls," because she was my client for years. And at first, in person, we had private sessions when I lived in the Bay Area. And then when I moved back to San Diego, we did our counseling over the phone. And she said, "You helped me so many times heal my pain." She said, "I was in so much psychic pain." She was, definitely, I would describe her as a sensitive, very psychic, sensitive person. And she said, "Whenever I talked to you by the end of our calls, I was always totally healed." She said, "Time after time, you took me out of my psychic pain." So it was interesting. I felt her around me. It wasn't expected, as kind of somebody who was on the other side. And I felt this pain kind of easing, and she's saying, "I can work better from the other side. I was in so much pain on the earth." And she had a lot of physical problems and other things too, but she was in a difficult situation. But she said, "I can work better on this side." And it's interesting. To me, that's an example of kind of the veil being thinner between the worlds, between this side and the other side, so to speak. So I'm sure you have all had your own experiences of really of these different energies coming through you. But this is the moment where it's really the apex of this evolutionary shift on planet Earth. And we're holding that frequency to really move through to the breakthrough to the other side. So this July 11th new moon and the solar eclipse is in Cancer. And what this means is it's nurturing the feminine, the water, bringing nurturing back to Gaia, back to Mother Earth. And anything that we feel has wounding that needs to be healed, this is a time to nurture and really love ourselves and heal ourselves. So that's what we're working with now. No little assignment, but I know that you guys are all up for the challenge. I'm so happy we got to be back here today to really hold these frequencies for Gaia. So that's what we'll do. We will... we'll just move into our Rama Dasa, and we'll just ground in these healing frequencies for planet Earth and for ourselves and for each other. So. just go ahead and breathe and center yourself, and then we'll do our chant for ourselves, for the earth, and the animals, and all the suffering on the earth. So if you can, cross-legged, and if you want to do the mudra, it's elbows, arms to the side, palms up, palms facing up. Allow the energy to come up from the base, out to the top of the head, and down.